Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk Attachments podcast. My name is Jessica Da Silva, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and an attachment coach, helping adults end their unhealthy dating patterns and create stronger, secure relationships. Attachment theory gives us insight into how we currently experience love through understanding our earlier attachment dynamics. I created this podcast as a safe space to share stories and insights on different aspects of attachment so that you can better understand how this manifests in your own life. My only request is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello there, happy new year, and welcome to today's short podcast episode on the difference between needs and expectations. I've had a few people bring this topic to my attention and just thought, you know what? Why don't I just create a podcast episode on this? This is why I even started this podcast to begin with, so that I can go into these topics into more detail and just really share, you know, what this looks like in your relationships and in your life. So you've heard me talk about needs probably throughout all of my podcast episodes. And the reason being is because knowing our needs is essential for our well-being and our happiness. Humans are needs-driven. We are needs-driven, meaning we are always trying to meet a need, whether it's our physiological needs for air, food, you know, shelter, water, sleep, clothing, sex, for example, right? It's not like we're constantly trying to meet the need for sex, but these are physiological needs that we have. But, you know, air, for instance, or just how our body operates, right? It's working in a way that is meeting our need for survival. We also have psychological needs for connection, respect, safety, intimacy, communication, and support, for example. So it's important to note that needs are essential elements that we individuals require, and they are often constant. They are non-negotiable, and they are crucial for personal and relational satisfaction and just for survival in general, okay? So if you have shame around having needs or being too needy, please just eliminate that belief system from your mind, because it's unrealistic to think that you're just like not gonna have your needs anymore, okay? We can't get rid of needs. We can only learn to meet them in healthy ways. And I really love John Bowlby's quote. He is the founder of attachment theory, and I'm pretty sure I've shared this quote on the podcast before, but he said, "We are only as needy as our unmet needs." We are only as needy as our unmet needs. In other words, your feelings will guide you to your needs. When you're feeling anxious, right? When you're feeling emotions that are painful, it's because you have unmet needs. However, when you're feeling regulated, you know, when you're feeling good, it means you are satisfying your needs. So a very basic example, right? You're feeling irritable because perhaps you skipped lunch. You choose to eat, and therefore you feel better. So right there, you met your physiological need for food. Another example, you feel lonely because you've been working for 3 days straight with minimal interaction with the outside world. You meet up with a friend, and now you feel better. So right there, you met your psychological need for perhaps connection. So when you can identify your feelings and needs, you become better at meeting them. And when you can better meet them, you therefore feel good. And we all ultimately want to feel good. So this is why teaching needs and just like talking about needs with people is such an integral part of my attachment coaching program and just what I preach online, especially when I work with anxious attachers, for example, really helping them identify and meet their needs often significantly reduces their anxiety and quote unquote neediness. So with that being said, expectations, on the other hand, are our beliefs about how we should get these needs met. So unlike needs that are more concrete and solidified expectations are changeable and flexible. Expectations include preferences, desires, or anticipations about how a partner should treat us or act or behave in certain situations, or just expectations about anything in general, right? So, but of course, with this episode, we're speaking specifically to relationships. So it's not our needs that we need to change, okay? It's not our needs that we need to change, because our needs are very much valid and necessary for our well-being and our happiness and even our survival in many cases. But it's our expectations about how those needs will be, and about how those needs will get met, that we need to be more mindful of, because it's our expectations that, you know, often lead us to the disappointment and the frustration and the conflict that we may often experience. Okay, so for example, you have the need for, let's say, attention in your relationship, right? You really crave attention. Awesome. Valid. Maybe if you're anxious attached or fearful avoidant, you expect your partner to pay attention to you all throughout the day. And then you find yourself getting disappointed that they don't stay connected to you throughout the day. What you're going to have to do in this situation is modify your expectations so that you don't get disappointed every day. Your need for attention is still valid and it still remains the same. It's just that you have to find a balance between meeting the need for attention through your partner with meeting that need elsewhere. Remember that healthy, secure relationships are grounded in interdependence, which just means that we have a healthy balance of depending on our partner to meet our needs while also meeting our needs independently. So many of us have this unrealistic expectation that, you know, our partner should meet 100% of our needs. And that's just not, it's just not realistic, right? Humans are not able to do that for you. So we really have to be mindful of, you know, the expectations that we create for others and also other people's needs, right? Because other people, your partner, for example, they are operating from their own set of needs. So we really have to keep in mind that in relationships, it's about meeting in the middle and compromising and supporting each other and meeting each other's needs. Also, modifying our expectations, you guys, modifying our expectations, it's a normal part of being in a relationship. Again, we are coexisting with a unique and constantly evolving human being. So we need to be able to have this kind of flexibility with them and also ourselves as we move through life. So I challenge you to think about what your relationship needs are and journal what expectations you have regarding those needs, right? What expectations do you have in terms of like how you want those needs to get met? Are those expectations serving you or not? Meaning, are they causing more harm in your relationship or good? An example in my own relationship I had to work on is my need for attention as soon as my partner gets home from work. I was constantly getting disappointed because he wasn't giving me the acknowledgement and the love that I wanted as soon as he stepped through the door, right? I was just hoping that he would give me kisses and hug me, and it was just going to be this beautiful experience, but it definitely was not. It was far from it. So I had to modify my expectations in order to include his needs, right? I was very much just operating from what I needed, from what I desired, from, you know, my expectations. So now what this looks like is he gets home, he showers, and then we make time to connect. So this is a form of meeting in the middle, right? I had to obviously create realistic expectations, but not only am I meeting my need, but I'm also meeting his need as well. Another thing you can journal is, you know, what are some realistic expectations you can create for your relationship, your partner, and yourself that seems more doable for everyone or just more achievable for everyone? These reflections can be super, super beneficial in creating more satisfying relationships. I'm just gonna take a sip of water. It is so dry here in Southern Colorado. So if you find yourself, okay, because I get this question a lot too, if you find yourself communicating your needs and working on creating realistic expectations, but you're still getting constantly triggered or feeling super dissatisfied for, you know, the most part in your relationship, perhaps it's a deeper personal issue, right? Or even an incompatibility issue, meaning your partner is just not willing or capable to meet your needs. And this distinction is what I help my clients in discovering, because if you have an insecure attachment style, such as the anxious, fearful avoidant, or dismissive avoidant attachment style, not only are you operating from very distorted belief systems around love, but you may be unclear about if what you're feeling is insecurity or whether it is truth. So these are topics we work on together in order to help you feel more confident and clear in your decision making. And if you want to learn more about what this coaching process entails, you can visit jessicadasilvacoaching.com or the link in the show notes. So I hope this short episode was helpful for you. And as always, I am wishing you the very best moving forward. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please rate it or leave a comment. Hearing your feedback just motivates me to create more content for you guys. I appreciate you so much, and I will catch you on the next episode.